Do you need a reminder? I kind of feel like I do. So I wanted to share this reminder with you as well and encourage you to remember truth. Today, remember that this crazy reality we find ourselves in, this is temporary. This will pass. I don't know what it's all going to look like, but this season will end and a new one will come. I was reminded that there is a beautiful light at the end of this tunnel we are in by my friend Annie. Annie is a healthcare professional, and she's awesome. She and her family were a part of our church family and community for a few years, and even though we are now separated by miles, we are still connected by heart. Like many of you, I find myself texting more, calling more, FaceTiming family just to stay connected, be encouraged, and simply to check in. Often, as a pastor's wife, I'm the one doing the reaching out, but one day, my precious friend Annie texted to check in on me. She was thinking about me and wanted to see how I was doing. We texted a bit and caught up on a few updates of life as we commiserated together about our current socially isolated state of affairs. As we did, she texted these words, "The world is one giant mess right now, but it's temporary." As I read those words, followed by an exclamation point, all I could say was, "Yes, of course," followed by lots of praise hands. "That's right. This is temporary. This will pass." My heart lifted at the reminder, and I remembered truth we can know in these temporary virus-covered days. 2 Corinthians 4:16. "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Not only are the days of this virus numbered, the days of this life are numbered. And I don't say that in dread, I proclaim it and say it with hope." Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 so beautifully, "We do not lose heart. Sure, the clock is ticking on the outside, but on the inside, I am more alive than ever and being renewed day by day." Even in the first century, Paul knew that these light and momentary troubles, these temporary setbacks, disruptions, struggles, and even death are achieving for those that put their faith and hope in Jesus an eternal glory that far outweighs all we walk through on this earth, even this virus. Friends, the glory is before us. The light at the end of the tunnel is beyond this temporary life we live. This is temporary, and that's the truth. Today, fix your eyes on what is unseen, not on the temporary of this day or this life. Have faith, believe what is true, and fix your heart and eyes on Jesus and the glorious moments to come. I'm Lori Klein.